Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Welcome to Flowing with the Pastors. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I will be joined momentarily by my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. It is a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Flowing with the Pastors. We are excited. We are so excited about what God is getting ready to do. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a good day. It's a good day to be in the kingdom of God. God is just doing some things in this earth. He is shaking some things up. He is shifting some things. Amen. And you want to be sure that you are in position for what God is doing. Don't miss God. Do not miss the move of God for this season in your life. And know beyond a shadow of a doubt that no matter what it looks like is not necessarily what it is. Amen. So be careful. Be careful that you are not deceived by what you see. Amen. God is not mocked. God is not mocked. Know that what you've been sowing, what you have been sowing, that is where you're going to reap. Amen. So if you have been sowing to the Spirit, if you have been sowing into the kingdom of God, then know for sure that God is going to give you bountiful blessings. Amen. Beyond and above what you can think, ask, or imagine. Amen. Because God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. And his word is true. God's word is true. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm just grateful to God today. I'm glad to be in the land of the living. I'm glad that he woke me up this morning in my right mind, that, you know, I could dress myself and I was able to feed myself and bathe and clothe myself. Amen. That I was able to get into my vehicle and drive myself, amen, out to an appointment that I had on this morning. And God was with me, amen. So I'm just glad that he's always with me, hallelujah, and that he never leaves me, nor does he ever, ever let me down, amen. So I'm just glad to be serving a God who is faithful, amen. And I want to encourage you to be faithful to God, because God is definitely going to be faithful to you. Amen. He will continually keep you and watch over you and provide for you and protect you. He will continually give you peace, and he will continually walk with you and talk with you and lead you, guide you and make the crooked places straight, and even open up paths for you and open doors for you that no man can shut. Amen. So that's the kind of God that we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm blessing God today and praising God today. I have a yet will I praise him in my spirit. Yet will I magnify his name. Yet will I glorify his name. I have a yet will I praise him in my spirit. And I just want to encourage you to just join me. Amen. Just join me. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we welcome you, Pastor Anthony and I, we welcome you to Flowing with the Pastors. We want you to mark us a favor, amen. We're on every Tuesday. Mark us a favor so that you can know when we're on here at Blog Talk Radio, amen. Our church is New Creation Christian Ministries. We're at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and we would love to have you come and fellowship with us if you're in the New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania area. Amen. Hi, honey. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. You're on the air.
Amen. I was listening to what you were saying, and I said that's just an awesome, awesome position to take, the yet will I praise him position in your spirit.
Yeah,
and sometimes when we make a stand for God, it's not a popular decision. When you see how people are living and what their focus is on and what their attention is on, but when you stand for God, you're an awesome individual.
Yeah,
so I you inspire me with those words when you tell the people, including myself, to just keep on keeping on with Jesus, and it's just an awesome place to be, because greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world, and if God be for us, Hallelujah. Who can be against us?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we can say that enough because, you know, the Christian, the believer, sometimes the cares of this world will put such a pressure and weight on you, it'll make you sometimes bow down or bow under the pressure. But it's just an awesome time to make up in your mind and in your heart, no matter what's going on with the economy, no matter what's going on with the devil trying to raise hell up in your family, no matter what's going on even in the sickness or sometimes ailments in your body, you got to get to the place in God where you say, yes, Lord.
Yes.
And it's an awesome place to be.
It is. It is an awesome place to be. Yet will I praise him, and yes, Lord. I mean, I think about Jesus in the garden. I was thinking about Jesus the other day, and you know, we could never experience the pain and the turmoil that he experienced as he was on his way to Jerusalem to die for the stiff-necked and rebellious people of Israel. And, you know, I was thinking about him as he was in that garden of Gethsemane, and as he was in there and as he was crying, big old tears. So they say his tears were like blood. And I was thinking about him and how he was there, and he was just, I can just imagine how he was feeling. I can only imagine, you know, when you're doing so much for so many people and people just continually reject you and turn their backs on you. When you care more about people than they care about themselves, when you're pulling people up and you're trying to pull people up and pull people up and people are resisting you with everything in you, or when you're trying to go up and you're trying to get up out of the rut that you might find yourself in and you got people pulling you down and trying to throw you down like crabs in a barrel. They depressed, they down, they don't want you to get up. They want you to stay down there with them because the Bible tells us that, not the Bible, but we know we have a saying that misery loves company. And I was thinking about Jesus in the garden and how he was crying and weeping before the Father. And he actually said, Father, if it's your will, take this cup from me. Take this cup from me, you know. I mean, I can imagine the sincerity of his heart. People say, well, Jesus didn't really want the Father to change his mind. But I believe that for a moment, Jesus was like, I don't even want to go through this. I mean, people are not, half of the people that I'm doing it for, more than half of them are not going to appreciate it anyway. But I can imagine he had that one moment where he was saying, take this cup from me, Father. I don't want to go through this. I don't want to die for these people. They're not going to appreciate what I'm doing for them, and it's going to be painful. But then he thought about that thing. He thought about it, and he followed up with, not my will, but your will. Not my will, but let your will be done. And you know, so often we get there as believers.
Amen. I so agree with that. That's why Jesus said, you know, if they hated me, they're going to hate you all the more. And as his disciples, as those who follow Jesus, sometimes the persecution, the mistreatment, sometimes the arrows that come at our hearts and the daggers that come in our backs are unjustified and undeserved, but yet people are going to still, you know, come at us because we have this big target on us because we believe in Christ and that the Messiah has already come and gone, and those who believe in him shall never perish but have eternal life.
Yeah.
And, you know, Pastor Rebecca, even as you were sharing what Jesus did for us, amen, this is the reason for the season. Thank God for Christmas gifts and presents and trees and ornaments. Thank God for the wonderful Christmas hymns and the songs that have been written by so many greats, forefathers in the faith. I love all that stuff. You know, I love some of these songs. They put you back in remembrance. But it's just nothing like what he did for us.
Yes.
I'm thinking about that Mel Gibson movie, the Passion movie of years ago. It doesn't come close to the actual events, but I thank God for that Mel Gibson movie because at least people got a, you know, who don't know the Bible or know about the Christian faith, got an idea of what Jesus did for us.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, I was watching the Jesus movie on TBN last night, and you know, it always messes me up when they drive those nails through his hands. You know, I always have to turn my head because, I mean, he suffered so much. Jesus We're talking about Jesus. He suffered so much for us today. And that's what I'm saying. I think that he knew that we were still going to be stiff-necked and rebellious, and that there were many people that were still going to reject him and go through life with a bad attitude. And I often check myself. I check my attitude because it's just so easy when things are hard. And things are hard for so many people. When we walk by faith for real, and not by sight, I'm really walking by faith. I don't know about you, but I don't know about you all who are listening out there, but I'm walking by faith right now. I'm not walking by what I can see, but I'm walking by faith and not by sight. And when you're walking by faith and not by sight, it gets hard sometimes, you know, because you have to trust God. You have to trust God that he's not going to let you fall. You know, he's not going to let you trip. You know, like, think about walking in the dark, you know. But the marvelous thing about it is when we're walking in the dark, we're really walking in the light, because we're walking in the light of the Lord. You know, we're not like somebody where you turn the lights off and we don't know where to go. But we're like the opposite of that, where God has illuminated his word. He has turned the light on, and we're following him in his word. And it's a marvelous thing, you know, where we say, I don't know where God is taking me, but I do know one thing for sure, and that's that I'm going wherever he is taking me. I know that I don't. I there's a feeling of vulnerability when you don't know exactly where you're going to end up. But there's a feeling of reassurance. There's the blessed assurance in knowing that wherever you end up, it's going to work together for your good. Amen. According to God's purpose that he has already preordained for your life. So for so many of you out there who are finding yourself right where I am, I know there are many people who are where I am right now, who are walking by faith and not by sight. We know that God has promised us some things. We got so much prophecy over our lives, we don't know what to do. We just walking. We're following God. We're in the word. We're praying. We're fasting, you know, and we're trusting God. And as we're doing this, all these obstacles are coming from every which way. You got tribulation. You got persecution. You got people talking about you. You got people trying to pull you down. People don't like you. People judging you. So and it's amazing that all of your obstacles come in the form of people, huh? Sometimes, huh? But then you have financial things happening where every time you turn around, there's a new bill coming in the mail. So you know, problems on the job, all kinds of stuff that's being stirred up in the spirit realm against your purpose. You know, because your purpose is great, and I believe that when your purpose is great, the persecution is great. The tribulation is great. So for those of you who are out there walking by faith, I just want to encourage you, keep on trucking. Keep walking with the Lord. Stay on the path. God is not going to guide you and lead you into destruction. He's going to lead. Where he's leading you is good. It's a good place where he's taking you to.
Amen. I think of the disciples, you know, when they left everything and followed him. It's recorded in all of the Gospels how, you know, the Lamb of God came on the scene and they forsook all things and followed him. Like you just said, not being sure of where they were going,
yeah.
But they knew it would be something good. And even us today, thousands of years later, got to recognize when you follow Jesus, you're in a good position.
Yeah.
You're in an awesome place and you're in a good place. But as you were sharing that, you know, just the awesome, awesome thing that God has done for us, we got to recognize, you know, when the Bible says in the book of Matthew, take no thought of what you should eat or what you should wear, because, you know, worrying never adds an inch of anything to our lives. And what he's saying about that when he said, you know, the cares of this world have consumed many people, what the Bible is trying to get across to us is, yes, you should be concerned about, you know, keeping your home and having your marriage succeed. Yes, you need to be concerned about your ministry and your church thriving and being successful or living a healthy, prosperous life. But when he says the cares of this world and take no thought for what you should wear, for your Father already knows before you even ask anything what you need. what he said is that don't let that thing consume you. Don't let it get to the place where it overwhelms you and you can't see this big old God that you serve. Because I don't care how big your problems is, our God is bigger. Help me right now. I know, you know, some of you listening to this broadcast, as Pastor Rebecca just said, she and I are walking by faith. It
yes.
ain't just something biblical we're quoting. We are walking by faith.
Yeah.
When you have faith to please God, he will honor that faith. When you're faithful over a few things, he will, and let me emphasize that, he will make you ruler over many things.
Yes, amen.
So if you show yourself faithful today and hold on, even in times of trouble, God will deliver and bring you through. And you're going to come out as pure gold, as Job would say.
As pure gold. My God. After you've done all you can, the book of Ephesians says, after you have done all that you can to stand, just stand. But not just in your own might. You cannot stand in your own power, because if the truth were to be told, some of us have been through enough that we know that it's not us standing here, but it's God standing up on the inside of us. And that's what we have to do. We have to stand in the power of his might, stand in the power of the might of the Lord, because in our own strength, we can't do this. We can't fight this battle in our own strength. That's why it's so important to keep that word coming in, to hear the word. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. You know, we're glad for those of you who tune in to Flowing with the Pastors. We don't do a formal teaching here. We're not often we're not preaching, but what we're doing, my brother, and what we're doing, my sisters, we're putting you in remembrance of God's word. My God, sometimes we're just throwing scripture at you. You know, we're just throwing the word at you. When we're speaking, we talk to each other, and we're talking to you with the word of God so that we can get you in the habit and so that we can encourage ourselves, so we can encourage you and encourage ourselves in the word, you know, in the word, to know that we're not to lean on our own understanding, but we are to, in all of our ways, acknowledge him. We're supposed to trust in the Lord. My God, trust in God, knowing that he will make our path straight, that he will take care of us. When we trust God, when we have faith, my God, when we have faith, when we have a faith that is an invisible faith in an invisible God, you know, I believe in an invisible God, and everything in me is going to show you that I believe in an invisible God, because I'm doing some stuff that people would call crazy, you know, walking by faith again. But we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, Hebrews tells us, and the evidence of things not seen. Now, what is it that you're hoping for from God? You know, you have to hold on to, you have to see that thing. You have to meditate on the word of God pertaining to that thing. And then after you have done all, you have to act on faith. Oh, yes, well, because we know faith without works is dead. So you do have some work to do, amen. You have to act on faith. And then after you've done your part, after you have done your part, after you prayed, after you have fasted, after you have read the word, after you have meditated on the word, after you have put the words on your lips and declared the word, after you have gone out and done what the word has given you the wisdom to do pertaining to what you're believing God for, after you've done all that you can, then just stand in the power of his might. In other words, you do your part and let God do the rest. You do your best and let God do the rest. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to his name. You know, Pastor Rebecca, sometimes this fiery furnace gets hot.
Yes.
Oh, glory to his name.
Oh, Lord.
And some people are right there in the fiery furnace. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if our God don't deliver us, but God will deliver you. They had that kind of faith in the midst of an intense heat. The king said, turn it up even hotter.
My God.
And they turned it up so hot, the people that threw them in there got scorched and burnt up. They came out of that fiery furnace, no smoke, no smolder, no burn, no nothing.
My God.
Sometimes when it's hot, people of God, when you're in the midst of something, you don't see it. God is looking down from glory, seeing exactly what you're going through, but sometimes you don't see it. When you're in the midst of something, you can't see your way out.
Whoa.
But God already sees the way out, and he knows the timing that is going to take you to get to that door of exit.
My God.
So be not dismayed. God already, what is that thing called, the little maze where they try to find their way out? You can only see it from the top. I don't know what you call it.
Maze,
amen. And you try to find your way out, and you keep running into these roadblocks, and you almost think you're there, and then there's another wall, opportunity. But God knows just where the exit doors are.
My God, he has already provided a way out. My God, you can't see your way out, but God has already provided a way out. And you said something so powerful, Pastor M. You said, you know, the people that threw them in, they burned up and died. My God, but they were in the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fire, and they did not burn up. Because why did they not burn up? And the people that were so close to the people that were persecuting them, the people that were trying to kill them, they burned up. Why are you not going under? So many people are going under. Why are you and I not going under from the pressure that life is putting on us, and so many people are going under? Because God knows how much we can handle. My God, he will not put any more on you than you can handle. I mean, his word is so sweet. He knows. He knows how much you can handle. He knows how much I can handle. And guess what? Just when you think you can't handle anymore, when you have, it has gotten too hot to handle, when you have hit one too many walls in that maze, when you like, I can't hit another wall, I can't take it, I can't take not one more minute, then God shows up and shows out in your situation. He has already provided a way out. My God, don't look down, look up. Amen. Hallelujah. Please put your eyes on Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. My God, God has already provided a way out. I love it. I love it. I love Jesus. My God. I love him.
God.
Hallelujah.
And God loves us that much. He really do love us that much. And we do have a real enemy that we must contend with in this earth.
Yeah.
That comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
But God has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. If you're not living that abundant life yet, you're on your way. Oh, glory. That's a way right there. If you see lack in your life right now, your latter days shall be greater. Ha-ha.
Yes.
Your latter days shall be greater because God promises cannot, will not fail.
Will not fail.
He says everything we put our hands to do. If you really believe in God, you're dealing with your sin. You're applying the word of God like Pastor Rebecca just said. You're coming, giving your tithes and offerings faithfully. You're serving God. You're serving his house. You're praying for the nation. You're praying for your family. You're doing everything you can do to stand. Now God says everything that you put your hand to shall prosper.
My God. My God. And I love the fact that it shall prosper. Oh, my God. Everything that you touch shall prosper. It's like the Midas touch. You know, when we were thinking about when we were kids, you know, we read the story about the man who had the Midas touch, and everything that he touched turned to gold. And God is saying, you got the Midas touch. Everything that you touch is going to turn to gold, but you got to believe it. You got to conceive it in your mind so that you can give birth to it in the manifestation of your reality. You got to grab a hold of his teaching like you have never grabbed a hold of it before. You have to close off your ear gates to all kinds of nonsense and negativity. And even preaching, there's some negative preaching out there that will sap the energy and confuse you, and you won't know which way to go. But God says, incline your ears to hear only what thus says the Lord. You will know, my sheep know my voice. God said, my sheep know my voice. You will know it. It's not the words that we speak, it is the spirit of the Lord abiding in the words coming out of our mouths. My God, when you think about a mouthpiece for God, if you're not filling that thing in the spirit, my God, that thing is messing you up in your spirit. I mean, there's time for rebuke and correction, but if you're supposed to be exhorted in the spirit, that thing should be bringing life to some something good and death to something bad. So that thing, that word, when it's spoken, is quick, it's sharp, right? It's alive, and it should be giving life to something good and death to something bad. Out with the old, in with the new. Pastor Anthony, you know what I love about God? You know what I love about Jesus? What I love about the word of God is that God tells us that he is doing a new thing. My God.
Yes.
He takes us from his glory to his glory to his glory. And he's saying to the people today that he said in the book of old, in the prophet of old, he said, behold, I do a new thing. My God, can you not perceive it? My God, can you not perceive it that the reason that you're going through so much, that the reason that there's so much pressure in your life is because God wants to do something new in your life. He wants to do something beyond what you have even thought or imagined. My God, God is trying to reveal something by the Spirit. And all he wants you to do is tap into the spirit realm. Because he said, it's not revealed. He said, you're not going to be able to see it. You're not going to be able to hear it. He said, it's not revealed by power. You're not going to be able to do it yourself. He said, but it's revealed by my Spirit. And it is done by, it is accomplished by my Spirit. So you have to know that you know that you know that if God be for you, then who cares about the whole world against you, my God? Who can be against you if God is for you, my God? What circumstance can be against you if God is for you? We're talking about El Shaddai, the Almighty One, my God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, the big-breasted one, the all-sufficient one, amen. The one who was able to provide for all of you. According to his glory's riches,
yes.
Christ Jesus, my God. Oh, it's a time to celebrate Jesus. It's a time to celebrate Jesus. My God, I'm getting excited myself. Like David, I'm encouraging myself in the Lord today.
Bless his name. You know, y'all, God, glory to his name. Hashele Iko.
My God.
You know, you said, do you not perceive it?
One
of our mandates in this season, Pastor Becker, before we go into 2009, is just to hold on and hang in. Hold on and hang in there because there is truly a shaking in. We've heard that prophetic word over these airways. It is Terrio. It is harvest time. But there's going to be a shaking in before we really reap the harvest that God has promised us.
Mm.
So if you can just endure this season.
Mm.
The race is not given to the swift, but it's given to those who endure.
My God.
You have to endure.
Jesus.
You have to endure this. Yes, it's painful.
Mm.
Yes, you don't understand everything and you don't comprehend. Your knowledge is not vast enough in this season in your life. But that's when you got to trust him. That's when you got to trust him. And if you, Pastor Becker, like you said, we was watching that movie, and they had this depiction of the storm that raged in the sea, and Jesus was asleep in the stern. And they said, do you not care that we're going to die? And he looked at him after he spoke to the wind and the waves, and he said, where's your faith?
My God.
Ye of little faith.
My
so
God.
We got to recognize, I don't care how bad it gets, God ain't going to let us, it ain't going to be unto death.
Say that again.
It's not going to be unto death. You can get another job. You can get another house. You know, your kids are going to turn it around. You can always get another church. Your God going to give you time to minister and be just a great exploit for him in the earth. So don't throw all your eggs in this one basket because God will provide you another basket. Somebody today, before Watch Night Service come, before Christmas Day come and New Year's strike the clock for 2009, you need to remember that God has already settled some stuff.
Woo!
Stuff has already been done. We don't have to labor. We don't have to toil. We ain't got to lament. It's already settled, and nothing or no one can take it from us.
My God, you got to get that mindset. I mean, we have to get the mindset where we know what God said and then we totally trust and believe what God says. I mean, we have to get to the point where we say, well, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. I'm going to stand on the word. I want to plant that word within my heart. I want to meditate on that word night and day. Be like David said. He said, your word have I hid within my heart, God, so that I might not sin against you. And so many people think about sin as something like going around and doing fornication or lying and cheating and stealing or something like that. But sometimes you got to know that sin is disbelief, lack of faith. When you can't believe God for what he said, you're running around grumbling and moaning and complaining, letting all kinds of negativity come out of your mouth.
Jesus,
you got to know that that is sin against God, that you're saying, God, I don't even believe you. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm saying I believe you in the church. I'm lying. I'm telling people I'm trusting in the Lord. And then I'm opening my mouth and letting all kinds of devil's nonsense come out of my mouth. And you got to make up your mind that no matter what happens, I'm not going to say what the devil says about me. I'm not going to say, I don't have no money or this economy is so bad. I don't know how I'm going to make or you're not going to say stuff like I'm sick or the doctor give you a bad prognosis, say they tell me there's no cure, because you know those are the devil's lies, and the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. The truth has never been in him. And when we start speaking the devil's lies against ourselves, then we have already defeated ourselves. My God. So we have to make sure that we are speaking the word of the Lord. The Bible said, encourage yourselves, encourage each other in psalms and hymns, speaking the word of God. My God, don't let nothing but the word get to the point where you become a fanatic about the word of God. Don't let nothing but the word pass your lips. That's the way to do it. I don't care what's in your mind, because the mind is the devil's playpen. That the devil will come in there, that's the battleground. The battleground is in your mind. So even you got to build up your mind, you got to gird up your mind and say, you know what, I'm going to put so much word in my mind that it's not going to be room for nothing else. My God, I'm going to put so much word in that every time I open my mouth, they're going to say, what is wrong with that? What is wrong with that woman? What is wrong with that man? They just so optimistic. But there ain't no optimism, baby. That's faith. Huh? That's faith.
Jesus.
That's me saying, I got my life depends upon it. I got to speak the word of God. Anything else is going to help the devil to take me out. The devil's already trying to take me out. But I'm going to declare the word of the Lord in my sleep, even when I go to sleep. You got to fill up so much that when you go to sleep, ain't nothing but the word coming out of your mouth.
My God. Amen.
My God. I'm happy
glory
now. I feel like dancing. I want to say hello to Kingdom Girl and Dana Real and Dana Neal. Dana, I'm drunk in the spirit. My God, Dana Neal in the chat room. God bless you. They're being blessed, Pastor Anthony. Kingdom Girl said this word is for her today. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm glad that we came by. We were able to encourage somebody in the Lord. I want to say hello to all of those who are streaming. Amen. And take this word for what it's worth. Amen. Sent you two prophets on the world. We serving as prophets today because we came to tell you that God is doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing. He's not finished with you yet.
Jesus, I'm just so I'm going to read, because it's just an awesome time right here, Pastor Rebecca, to pause, and because we realize, some people would say, like you just used that word, optimism. No, we're walking by faith.
Yes.
This is not a motivational rah-rah. We believe in God. We believe in God. So it's not heresy. It's not just positive thinking, but we are talking Bible. But listen, and that's why I want to go to the Bible just for one moment. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called, listen to some of the many characteristics of our God: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's just an awesome, awesome description of our God. Because sometimes, Pastor Rebecca, we need wisdom, and he's that counselor that you need. If you're going through marriage problems, if you're going through something where you need wisdom, he said, ask God, who freely gives wisdom, and he'll give you that wisdom. Some of us still have father issues. There are so many fathers that did not step up to be a father, but God, Jesus, will be your everlasting father. And Pastor Rebecca, during this season, many are getting weak. As you just said, we've been on the battlefield. Many have been in the vineyard. many have been fighting a good fight of faith, and their energy level is low. You know, some get weak and some get feeble. But the Bible says, strengthen your feeble knees.
Oh.
The Bible says in Revelations, I know your deeds, but I see you have little strength. Behold, I have opened a door for you that no man can shut. So God knows sometimes when you're weak, and that's when the devil tries to attack, when you're vulnerable and weak. But God knows we serve a mighty God. So if you need a mighty God today, go to God. And then peace in your mind. Sometimes the bills get overwhelming. The relationships get overwhelming. The ministry and the church get overwhelming. But he's Prince of Peace. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh, glory to his name.
Hey.
He'll be your Prince of Peace. So he has so many characteristics that you need. But whatever you need him for today, he's there and he's available to do it repeatedly and abundantly above all that you can ever think, ask, or imagine. And that's why I love him on today. He
My
is an awesome
God.
He is an awesome God. See, sometimes when you get that prophetic word and you know that thing connects with your spirit, it is the truth that God is affirming that word in you.
Yeah.
So this will go back to what people call your reality, and you don't see that prophetic word that has just been announced over your life. But I want you, and Pastor wants you today, to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to his word.
Yes.
His word will never pass away. He says,
my word,
heaven and earth shall pass away, but my what? Word shall never pass away.
My God.
Beloved, sometimes all we got is his word. And we want you today to hold on to that word.
My God.
You ain't got no money in your hand, hold on to that word. You ain't got no husband on your arm today, hold on to that word.
My God.
Oh, glory to his name.
And that's what I keep hearing, El Shaddai. I'm more than enough. I'm more than enough. I'm more than enough. I'm more than enough. I'm more than sufficient for every need that you have. I keep hearing God saying, I might be all that you have right now, but I'm more than enough. Amen. And it's just so awesome because I'm hearing new wine. I'm hearing new wine. God wants to put, he's talking about doing that new thing, and he wants to pour something new. There's an overflowing that God wants to deposit into the lives of so many who are listening today. And God is saying, I can't put it in old wine bags. He says, I need you to flow with me. I need you to flow with me. There's some things we've going on this year that I need you to prune. There's a pruning that I've been trying to do, and you've been holding on. There's some old things that you keep trying to revitalize, but they're already dead, God says. And he says, I want to give you new life in certain areas. There's some old attitudes that God is saying they got to go. They got to go because I want to, where I'm taking you, he says, my glory is going to be made manifest in your life, and people are going to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am your God. He said, he said in the Bible, he said, I will be your God and you will be my people. Amen. And that's the thing about it, that people have to know that God is your God. You know, he has said, who do you represent? And he's saying that this is the time where people are going to see you for who you are, an ambassador for Christ. And it's not going to be about you going around quoting scripture or anything like that, but just your very presence. When you walk into a room, just your very presence is going to change the atmosphere in that room. Some of you are getting ready to change the atmosphere in your homes. There's some things going on at home. And God is saying, I'm getting ready to change that circumstance around. He said, you've been faithful. And you heard Pastor say it earlier, that if you've been faithful over a few things, God says, I'm going to make you ruler over many. And God says, I'm giving you authority right now in the name of Jesus in your home. We have to know that when Jesus sent out the disciples, he gave them authority over the devil and everything.
Hallelujah. Hey, glory.
My God, he gave them authority.
He gave them authority.
We need to walk in our authority, people, with God.
Jesus.
We got to walk in our authority. We're walking around here like wimps. We're walking around here like we don't have no power. The devil giving us a sucker punch, and we falling out and screaming and yelling like we can't even handle a little sucker punch from the devil. This economy, it's just a sucker punch. You can handle it. You can stand up under it. Those problems in your marriage, it's just a sucker punch. You can handle it. My God, my God. I'm talking about foreclosing on your home. Watch out. The devil done tried to sucker punch you again. But guess what? You're coming out. You're coming out
yes.
from that thing. Amen. It's not going to take you out. It's not unto death. It's not going to take you under. God said that you can handle it. Do you believe the word of the Lord or not? We have to get to the point where we just believe God. My God, we just got to believe God.
He will never put on you more than what you can bear.
And not only
that, it says he'll make a way of escape.
My God, that's
just an awesome word that you said, that there's something that we must do on our part. And I just want to stay there for one moment. Get your house in order. Amen. Get your house in order today. We got to get our house in order. We sometimes, I talked about it in church recently, and sometimes we have adult children or we have children and we're trying to, you know, spare feelings. But sometimes God will have us to address the hard issues. Speak the truth in love is a real way of handling problems.
A soft answer
for those of you who are married, those of you who have sensitive situations, a soft answer really does turn away wrath.
Yes.
And you find yourself at a stalemate. You find yourself arguing all the time. Just bring it down a notch. I'm helping somebody right now. Bring the tone of your voice down just a little bit, and you'll get some resolve in your marriage or in that conflict. Because the Bible does work. Be slow to speak. Become a better listener today. Amen. You got to become a better listener. And my mother always taught me, Pastor Rebecca, I'm 83 years old, and somebody can always teach me something. I've taken that thing to heart that although I think I know a lot, I know I'm always on the receiving end where somebody can teach me something.
Yeah.
It bothers me. Some people bother me who can't receive. Sometimes you run into people and you say, my God, have you arrived or what? And it's almost like they got wings on their back. But always be in a position to receive. Slow to speak. Slow, quick to listen. We need to be sensitive to the voice of God. You talked about the voice of Jesus today.
My sheep.
We are the sheep of his pasture.
Yes.
And if one of us stray away, he ain't going to rest till he get that sheep back in the fold.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
That's a word right there. I'm talking to the backslider on the line today. I'm talking to you who you know you left God and stepped away from his church. God is calling you back. God is calling you back today. God is calling you back in order today. But I am just so thankful for those of us who are really trying to hit it at every phase. And we really got to trust God that he will do what he said he's going to do.
My God. And we only have 15 minutes left. I want to address some comments in the chat room. Amen. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, and we've just been like a whirlwind since we got on the air today. Praise be to God. Glory be to God. He just wanted to speak today, and we normally take it a little slower, but we went on a whirlwind today because God wanted to speak to the hearts of his sons and daughters today. Amen. And you are a son and daughter of God. Don't let nobody tell you anything different. Mrs. D. Neal is in the chat room, and she's talking about, being slow to speak. It is not easy. She says hard for her to be slow to speak. And Kingdom Girl here said, and then she said, I know it's the fasting. She says, I'm slow on some things, but maybe that is why I am challenged. Mrs. D. Neal, the Bible tells us we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And I just want to encourage you, Dana, to put your trust in the Lord. So often we do introspection, and we find out so many things that we can take care of within ourselves. Put it under the blood. Put it under the blood of Jesus. The blood is what purges and washes and cleanses us. How do you do it? Just submit and surrender. We talked earlier about not my will, but let your your will be done. Let your will be done. Let God's will be done. Stop holding on, Dana, to your power. Stop holding on to what you want, and let go and let it be what God wants. It has to be His will. As long as we're manipulating things, as long as we're fixing stuff and making it go the way that we want it to go, God will not step in. He's a gentleman. I've heard someone say that God is a gentleman at times, but other times you know that God is, his wrath comes out, and he is less than gentle. We all know that. Amen. But the thing that we want to know, that you got to know, Dana, is that as long as you can do it in your own strength, then God won't do it. Amen. So you got to let go of your own strength. You got to let go of your own desire, your own will, and surrender it all to Jesus. I remember my kids being here, and I wanted them to move. It had been too long for me, and I was under a lot of pressure. Not that I didn't love them, but I wanted the pressure to be alleviated. And I said, well, let me fix it. So I went and told them to go ahead and make haste and move out. And the Lord rebuked me. And I felt that rebuke in my spirit. And I had to go and repent on my words. And that's what I'm saying to you. Don't quench the spirit in your life. Amen. Nor grieve the spirit. Allow the spirit of the Lord to move mightily in your life. And then when the spirit speaks to you, do not grieve the spirit by being disobedient to the spirit, but obey the spirit of the Lord. God's still speaking through his spirit. Amen. God is still speaking to his people, and he needs you to obey. He just needs you to obey. Amen. Hallelujah. He will do that. Mrs. D. Neal says she might need him to step in and slap her sometimes, but you don't really want that, because what happens is that's pretty much what you're getting right now by some of the things that are going on that you might find going on in your life. That's God allowing you to be slapped around a little bit. God's not slapping you. The devil's having his way with you. Jesus told Peter, Satan wants to sift you as wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail you. He didn't say, I pray for you that you might not get beat up. He didn't say, I pray for you that you might not go through the storm. He didn't say, I pray for you so that things would be easy. He said, I pray for you so that your faith might not fail you. And that's where you are, Dana. God, you got prayer over your life. Jesus prayed for all those who would believe through the disciples back in the garden. He already prayed for you. He's interceding for you right now. But the thing about it is, as long as you take your own authority in this matter, you want to get slapped around. Life is going to slap you around. Circumstances are going to slap you around. And we're more than conquerors through Christ. So you don't have no business being slapped around by the evil one. Amen. By your circumstances. Amen. By your emotions. So I want to just encourage you to surrender today. You have me speak that word to you, daughter. You're my daughter, and I'm going to speak it to you as the Lord shows me. Amen. Hallelujah.
I know we have a few more minutes, but I love the fact that she brought up such a topic because, you know, James talks about, you know, the tongue is one of the smallest members of the body, but it's hard to tame.
Yeah.
You know, taming of the tongue, it says that a spark can start a whole forest fire.
Mm.
Just one little spark is one of the analogies that it says in the Bible, starts an entire forest fire. And life and death is truly in the power of the tongue. In the early segment of this show, you talked about life and death being in our tongue. Begin to speak those things that be not as if they are. Because, you know, God spoke and it was and it became. So we recognize that, you know, you and I have been through this, but to really hand it over to God is our best and only chance. Because we can't control it. You know, some of us, I used to, in my unsaved days, be very sarcastic. So that means I had a smart mouth as well. But God, I had to get that thing over to God. I had to get that thing over to God. And sometimes wives, you know, you have a husband who can't get in as many words, or who has a mate who can't get in as many words. And I used to be that. Now I can keep up with my wife.
My man.
Amen. But it's one of those things that she pointed out, and it's really a challenge. But as you said, God is able.
God.
And I like the fact that when we confess, it says he is just to forgive us of all our sin and unrighteousness. When
yes.
we confess our faults to him.
Amen. And your flesh has to die. You have to submit your flesh. Paul says, I food for the stomach and stomach for food. He said, but I will not be master. He said, when he talked about things being beneficial, he said, everything is permissible, but not all things are beneficial. You can do what you want to do, but all of that is not going to work to your benefit. And Paul turned around and he said it. He said, I will not be mastered by any. And then we have to get to the point where we are putting our flesh under subjection to the blood of Jesus, to the Word of God, to the power of the Holy Ghost, and we are not stepping out there quenching the Spirit, but we're saying, God, let your will be done. This hurts. It's awkward. It's a tough position. I don't want to submit, but I know I must. I know I must in order to step into the next level of His glory. There are a whole bunch of us. A whole bunch of us that have to submit. God's not going to put new wine into old wineskins. He's not going to, as long as we're walking around with that religious, pharisaical spirit,
Jesus.
As long as we're talking about tradition,
oh,
and going to church,
hey.
My God, going to church and nothing's changing, as long as we continue to raise up our dirty, filthy hands before the Lord, talking about we raising up holy hands, as long as our hearts are not surrendered to Him, we got Lord, Lord on our lips, but our hearts are far from Him.
Jesus.
God is not, He is not going to be able to manifest His glory in our lives. We have to give it up. We have to surrender. It's the only way. And don't tell me you can't do it, because the Bible clearly says all things are possible with God. With man, some things are possible. My God, 7 minutes, Pastor Anthony. We want to open up the phone lines. We only have 7 minutes, 6 minutes. We normally open lines before now. Anybody who has a last-minute comment, 646-654-832. We got to get serious about this thing. We got to get serious. We got to stop playing with God. I mean, we don't learn how to do church so good that we don't know how to do relationship. We are so church. We're so church. We're like the Pharisees and the Sadducees of old. And that's not what God intended for us. That's not why He created the church. It's a wonder that so many people are looking at the church with disdain and disgust and contempt and laughing and making mockery of the church. We represent, if we are what represents the church, my God, I'm not talking about y'all, of you, all of you up in here. I don't know if the shoe fits, but I'm talking about if the Christians that we see on TV, the Christians that we interact with on a daily basis, if we represent the church, then the church is in trouble. Amen. And if the church is in trouble, then the world is in trouble. Everybody, I heard somebody say this, everybody's coming out of the closet, everybody but Christians. My God, Christians, you know that Christians in the church, they shout and they jump and they yell and they waving their hands, but when they get out in the world, you don't know what they are. And we just need to stop it. We need to give it up. We need to surrender. We need to surrender all to Jesus and put everything on that altar and go back to God and say, God, wash me again. Make me new again. Cleanse me again. God, I want to be used for your glory. This is a time and this is a day when God is looking for sons and daughters to stand up and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, your faithful child. Use me for your glory.
Pastor Becky,
yeah,
I pray we get a caller. Okay, we got a few moments. We're going to take
Amen.
This call. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Area code 803, you're welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, God bless you, Pastor. This is LCI. What you were speaking, what we see now is more a form of godliness. We know how to form church, but we deny God's spirit to operate in the church.
Yeah.
You know, we know how to form a church, but we deny the power of God to operate in it. So it's more prevalent now.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. And God says, stop it. You know, He's saying, stop it, enough. You know, back in the day, we were able to bring blood sacrifices. We brought the lamb, the unblemished lamb, and then God sent the lamb. Ha, ha, hallelujah. He sent Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. My God. And Jesus died. I mean, died was torture. I mean, He didn't just lay down and die. He was torture. He was crucified. What else? What else can God give us, LCI? What else can God give us? He's given us His all.
That's right.
Can he give us?
That's right. Hallelujah. Ekomoshikanabosha. That's right.
Amen.
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 We need the fire back.
Mm-ha.
We need the fire back. God is consuming fire. The Holy Spirit is the fire. It's a consuming fire.
Hallelujah.
That's the word right there. We need the fire back.
We need the fire back. That's right.
My God. And some of us need to be touched by the fire. Oh, my God. We only have 3 minutes.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I pray that the fire is touching somebody right now in the name of Jesus. I pray the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of fire over your lives right now in the name of Jesus. My God, we need the fire. You need that initial thing, that fire lit in your heart. Fan the flames, God. Fan the flames today, God, in the lives of your people on today, because some of us have not received the baptism of fire. We received the baptism of repentance, the one where we whitewash sepulchres, our tombs, and we received that we repented, came up, raised our hands, and we repented. But somebody needs to be touched by the fire, my God. And that is my prayer, that God's people will be touched by the fire, because we need that. You're right, Elsie. I totally agree with you, man. God, Pastor Anthony.
Yes, yes. We, you know, in the natural, when you look at a child, whether it's a son or daughter, somehow, you know, in the old days, my mother would say, if they see a child misbehaving, that child didn't have any upbringing. You know, and we as sons and daughters of the Most High said, if we come to him and believe, we'll be made the sons and daughters of God, not born of flesh and blood, not born of a choice between a husband and wife, but born of God. And when you recognize that you represent him in the earth, you should take that seriously. We represent God, and as you just said, Pastor Rebecca, and the man of God said is prevalent, we are giving fuel to the atheists.
Sometimes
the hypocrisy, we're giving fuel to other religions. We as Christians are giving fuel to those. We're supposed to be winning souls, and we're losing souls. People want to come to church. People know they need God. People know that God represents the way. But yet they look at the Christian that they come into contact with, and they're at a loss. Because they're hearing one thing, and they're seeing something else. But when we begin to operate in that power, like you said, it's dunamis, but it's
dormant.
It's dormant. It's just lying there. And if you lie there, slothfulness is a sin. Idleness is a sin. We're supposed to be doing something. So operate in the power. Operate in the power that you have today, beloved. You have it. You have the power.
My God. And surrender yourself. You don't have to go to a church pulpit. You know God. You heard the voice of God. Surrender yourself to the voice of God right now. Say, God, I'm guilty. I'm one with a form of godliness, but I have never surrendered all. And today is your day to be born again, to be baptized with the fire, to be, my God, a new creation in Christ. Hallelujah. And we just pray that this ministry has touched you. I don't even want to let this go. We only have 32 seconds. I thank you all for listening today. We're going to keep going for this last
Merry
minute.
Christmas.
We're going to close out. Merry Christmas. We love you. God loves you. LCI Ministries, I'm going to let you just make a – I believe that God has something on your heart in this last few seconds. We'll pick it up in the archive. But I believe that God has something on your heart to speak, man of God.
Yes, Sunday. Yes, I am doing a new thing in the earth. I shall uproot. I shall plant. For this year shall be a new season, says God. This year coming up shall be a new season, says God. A fresh wind. A fresh wind. It's the thought of God that got the people attention. When Elijah met the rest of the prophets on Mount Carmel, and he said, whoever got answered by fire. Whoever got answered by fire. God is restoring the church by fire.
Yes, my God.
Oh, by Siko Moshe, so the world can see it. And they will make up their mind.
Yes, hallelujah. Pastor Ebony, wow, God has spoken. Thank you so much, LCI Ministries. Pastor Ebony, did you have anything to say to the man of God?
Man of God, just keep doing what you're doing because we need true prophets in this hour. There are many false prophets in our midst, but God is raising up the true prophets with the oracles of God in their mouths. So we appreciate the word of God flowing through you and ministering through you. In Jesus' name. Godspeed to you, my man.
God bless you, too. May God continue to elevate you, and I see an increase. God said you've been faithful to what you was doing. Now there's another door going to open up, my God, and souls going to come in. I see God said you got the heart for the people. You got his heart, and you got the heart for the people as well. And that's why God said that there's a harvest out there that is coming. That is coming, and you're going to see the birth. Everything that you was praying for, God said it was a transitional stage that you was going through, and that's why you had it in your womb. But in 2009, you're going to see those things that was hidden no longer shall be hidden, but it's going to be revealed, your ministry. And that's why the enemy fought you so hard this year, God said, because what he's going to do in 2009, my God. Hey!
Hey! Ha! Pastor, you still standing up?
Amen. Amen. I receive it on today, and God is just an awesome God.
My God. Well, that's a true prophet, and the Lord showed me the persecution has been great over your life, LCI Ministries. And he said you like the wailing prophet, the weeping prophet, Jeremiah. And he said you have been standing on the wall, and you've been persecuted by many and abandoned by many. But God says he's bringing people into your life that are going to hold up your arms, people that are going to respect you for the man of God, the vessel that he's using for this hour. He said many who thought that, many that thought that you would be last, he said the shifting is occurring, and he says he's even placing you before and about. I'm hearing the former things, the latter house, the latter house, the things of the latter house shall be greater than the things of the former. So just keep on doing what you're doing. God has something mighty in plan for you as well, and I'm just looking forward to just hearing the reports for what God is doing for his people. I just see you wailing. I just see you travailing over some things and over some people. And mainly the people of God. And God is saying it's coming up as a sweet smelling aroma before him. It's coming up as a sweet smelling aroma, and he is definitely rewarding you for that in this season. So just get ready to receive what the Lord has in store for you as well. And I thank you for your obedience. Pastor Anthony and I thank you for your obedience and coming here and calling us and just bringing us that word from the Lord. We receive it on today.
Amen. I received the word too also. Well, God bless you.
God bless you too.
God bless you. Take care of yourself. And have a blessed holiday.
You too.
Merry Christmas. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Emily, the Lord on today, and we're going off the air. Honey, I love you. I look forward to seeing you. I can't wait until you get home tonight, and I will see you then, okay?
Love you.
Love you, too. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. This has been Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony signing out with Flowing with the Pastors. Amen, and God bless you.